is the Kendall and Casey Show. I'm Rob. Tony Kennett's in for Casey today. Hammers here. It's opening day.
It is opening day. I've got the Cubs Hawaiian shirt on because the race for third place in the National League Central starts today.
Now, I've told you I am boycotting baseball this year. I don't like all the stupid rule changes. They have ruined the game for me, and so I'm doing that as best
I can. That's unfair because some people say you've ruined radio for them, but yet they tune into this radio
station. You've seen those ratings? I must not be ruining it for much. But for many people, even though they've ruined the game with the pitch clock and the base bags that are the size of Domino's pizza box. And
that basketball ring. Come on, Ted Cruz, step your game up here a little bit.
I will be not opting into Major League Baseball this year, and so they'll miss the 7 cents of revenue that I generate for them, but you are very excited.
Well, not that the Cubs would spend any of your revenue anyway. They've got their own horrible network. They're the third largest market in the country. They're one of the signature brands in Major League Baseball, but the Ricketts family has decided they'd rather spend money on political runs in Nebraska and various other frivolous things in the neighborhood than the actual baseball team. You just sit over there and spin around for a second.
So, yeah, when you think of sports, you think of Tony Kennett, right? Sports!
So in order to set the mood here for Cardinal fans like Tony or Reds fans like a lot of folks are, my old man's a Reds fan, Cubs fans like me, here's a little the best of the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley Field. I remember when Mike Ditka was running a little bit late and there was questions about whether or not he was going to make it on time. He made it, and this is what we got.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. All these happy nuts and grandeur jacks. I don't care if I ever get back.
This is an organ player.
I'm going to throw them for the whole team. And they don't really contain. One, two, three. Catch you out at the old ball game.
He was just short of saying we're going to go to South Dakota and North Dakota.
Oregon player deserves a medal.
There's smoke coming off that Oregon at that point.
I think Gary Pressey was the guy's name that played for years at Wrigley Field. And boy, Howard Dean and Mike Ditka, same guy right there. Yeah! What else?
I'm glad you say Wrigley Field because if you remember when Jeff Gordon got the microphone, he called it Wrigley Stadium. And at that point, everybody just stopped. And then you could slowly hear the boos starting to grow.
Chicago, it's great to be here at Wrigley Stadium. You guys ready to do this?
Uh-oh.
A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball. Take me out to the ball.
The boos were drowning out the song.
Yeah.
Eddie Vedder, frontman of Pearl Jam.
Oh, yes.
Big Chicago Cubs guy. And I believe this was for a playoff game. And I'm just going to go on a limb here. I believe Eddie was overserved.
No.
A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Buy me some penis and crack.
Did he just say buy me some male genitalia there?
Well, I'm glad you bring that up. That's a great segue because failed Chicago Bears coach Matt Nagy. The line is clearly buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack, but I'm willing to bet that's not what he said here.
And a one, a two, a three, take me out to the ball game.
Wait for it.
Take me out with the crowd.
Listen closely.
You heard that, right?
Yeah, it was indisputable.
That was not peanuts.
Yeah.
That was penis.
And he sounded very sober when he said that, which
I didn't even know if I were to describe, was in Las Vegas. That's new to me.
If I were to describe Matt Nagy's play calling and general coaching ability, that might be the word I'd use.
But last and certainly not least, if you're seeding a March Madness-style bracket of the greatest seventh-inning stretches of all time by celebrity conductors at Wrigley Field, ladies and gentlemen, Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
to it.
Happy birthday, Velvet.
Thank you for putting those together. It is indeed opening day. May your team in a highly sped up game with base bags the size bags. Of Domino's
Get ready,
pizza.
Pal. Here comes some base bags.
I mean, these new rule changes, they suck, right? The shanty shift thing, you got to face three batters, the limiting the pickoff throws. I mean, this stinks. I mean, this sucks.
If you don't want to ground out to the shift, hit the ball the other way.
Right.
Let out a bunt the other way. I mean, it's so... The people that created these rules don't like and watch baseball to begin with.
No.
So why ruin it for the folks that are actually vested into the product?
And you have... You're a baseball guy, so you will, I think, back me up on this. No one in the history of ever went to a baseball game and said... That game is just too long.
Right. Sitting out here in the sun drinking beer and hot dogs with my friends and family. This needs to hurry the hell up.
You know who they're doing this for? They're doing this for people like Phil Sanchez. That's who they're appeasing with this. They're losing me, and they're trying to make people like Phil Sanchez happy because he loves all this stuff. He's all over. Everything's great with Phil Sanchez, and they are ruining it for me. To appease newsmen like Phil Sanchez.
I love Phil taking some heat today.
Well, I've had enough of it. I really like Phil, and he's very nice to me. But
so far, I've heard Ken Nunn and Phil Sanchez taking shrapnel here.
I'll say it again. Hey, one thing we can agree on, though, to the Brewers getting beat half to death.
There we go. That's one thing we can all agree on.
Hey, real quick, the big announcement from the Motor Speedway.
Yeah, Bryan Adams doing Carb Day. Soul Asylum opening up. Oh. Bryan Adams is the main attraction for Carb Day. This is a good Carb Day show. I'm good with this.
He's got a lot of hits.
He does. He's one of those dudes where you just think Summer of 69, but then you realize, oh, I forgot about Cuts Like a Knife, and I forgot about all these other songs, and that's going to be the perfect Carb Day show.
You going to go?
I went last year, and I have to take a day off of work, so I don't know if I'm going to do that this year. You know, vacation days are at a premium for me when you're carrying the show.
Mm-hmm. And you don't know if your coworker's going to show up or not. It could be the Tony Kennett and Rob Kendall afternoon show that day.
It's always a crapshoot, but no, I went last year, and I don't know if I'll go this year, but I'll be at the 500 for sure.
I think the best thing you ever did, two things, Andretti Petty are famous for spaghetti, and when you sent your former producer Ari out for Great Moments in Lying and were asking them just random people, ridiculously stupid things that never happened, and they were responding to them as though, yes, they actually did happen, and I have these feelings about them.
Where were you when Nigel Laskowski won the Indianapolis 500?
Didn't he drink a bottle of Jim Beam?
Do you remember when he slammed the milk and drank Jim Beam and lit up a cigarette? Nigel Laskowski, former Formula One driver.
Yeah, and it was
the Indy 500.
And it was a Newport. Everyone's like, what are you doing smoking a Newport after you won the 500?
And all these people, yeah, I couldn't believe it. Me and my dad were there. We were talking about it.
Every year I look forward to the 500, so you guys will play Great Moments in Lying. What's coming up this afternoon?
WIBC legend Dave the King Wilson.
Let's go.
He's back.
Yes.
He's going to join us this afternoon. And you, Rob Kendall, off the rails.
Bobby Heenan talk. Let's go. I can't wait. It's Kendall and Casey Show, 93 WIBC.